Well, in Afghanistan today, people desperately trying to leave that country are still trying to reach the Kabul airport. The Taliban controls the country except for the airport, which American troops have secured, although the Taliban is right outside it and has reportedly fired shots and used physical force against people gathered there. As we've become acutely aware, the situation is especially dire for Afghans who worked with the U.S. government or press or aid groups. Tens of thousands are seeking special visas. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is here. And Tom, you've reported from there, you know, for over 20 years. What are you hearing from or about people trying to get out?
Well, a couple of our colleagues, Afghans, are trying to get out there, hunkered down in Kabul itself. They tried to get to the airport today. It was impossible. There are huge crowds in the streets. You have to go through Taliban checkpoints. And one of our colleagues tried to get to the airport with his two young children and his wife. They had all their luggage, and they saw the Taliban beating these women at a checkpoint. He got really afraid, and this guy is pretty tough. So he left all his luggage with all his money in it and went back into the city. So those scenes are continuing to today. You know, again, hard to get to the airport. Right. Taliban checkpoints are being set up. It's an awful scene.
Well, and there are reports of Americans or, as you said, Afghan allies trying to get out who aren't in Kabul. And one wonders, how would they get to Kabul? Because they'd have to travel through Taliban checkpoints.
Right. I mean, it's possible they could get to Kabul from, let's say, Kandahar or Mazar-e Sharif. But you're right. I mean, the Taliban control those cities now. So can you get out of the city if you have a car? You're going to go through multiple checkpoints with Taliban. It's going to be difficult, if not impossible, for them to get out. And weeks ago, I talked to an officer in the Pentagon. He said, you know, there's nothing we can do to help them. You know, we're leaving the country. We're now based in Kabul. We're not around the country, so we can't transport them from some of these cities back into Kabul. It's tragic.
You send them a visa, but if they have it and a Taliban fighter finds it, that would be trouble.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yesterday, Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said that the U.S. is trying to evacuate everyone before August 31st. Now, I know you asked, is that an arbitrary date? Can the president change that? They said to you, only the president can change that. Do you have any sense since then if President Biden will change that date or if it can get done by the 31st?
It's hard to imagine it's going to get done by the 31st. I estimated 100,000 people trying to get out. It could be many more than that. That's just a guess. And yeah, John Kirby said it's up to the White House. It is an arbitrary deadline. The president said it. The president can change that and say, listen, we're going to go well into September, maybe beyond, to make sure everybody gets out of the city. But Robin, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. The Americans control the airport, and more troops are flowing in to make sure it's secure. It's still not 100% secure. They're not out in the streets. The streets are owned by the Taliban. Now, U.S. officials say the Taliban have given assurances that safe passage will be given for Afghans to get to the airport. But at this point, we have not seen that. So that's the real problem. I mean, if they can get to the airport, it would be better. And then you have the added problem of, do you have the documentation? There was a video just this morning of British soldiers pushing away Afghan families because they didn't have the proper paperwork. That's been a problem all along. To apply for some of these visas is very laborious. You have to have recommendations. You have to have a security check. You have to have a medical exam and all of these things. One guy told me, you know, it's like, you know, getting your license at the DMV. He said, this is a DMV on steroids.
Yeah. Everyone can relate to that. Look, John Kirby also said that there were Afghan soldiers providing security at the airport, which was surprising because we thought all of them had put down their arms and fled. And some would say that's understandable. But he said that those soldiers could also apply for visas if they wanted to get out. That was surprising even to Pentagon officials. What's been the reaction to that?
Well, on Twitter, I posted that on Twitter and I got 100 responses. People are outraged by that. But, you know, we'll have to see what happens. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, they're going out today, and I hope to ask them about that. What happens to these soldiers? Do they get a special way out, or do they have to apply for a visa? Here's the other thing, Robin. Who do they apply to?
Yeah.
There's a skeleton staff at the embassy, at the airport. How do they even apply, even if they wanted to? It's horrible.
DMV on steroids will stay with me. And NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, you'll be back, I know. And we just want to say we know it's very hard for you and others knowing you have colleagues there. So thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin.